If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? It's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 8:39, Paul J. and Chris on our open phones Friday. Whatever's on your fertile minds today, give us a call, 336-3700, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264. That's 1-800-529-KBOI or #670 on Verizon Wireless. That is a toll-free call.
You can also send us an instant message if you would prefer. Do that by going to our website, KBOI.com, and click where you see our names. Doug of Nampa says, glad to see Britain exit the EU. It seems the focus of the result is on the markets. I think it will help Britain in the long run be more effective and have a greater impact both within and worldwide. What impressed me was the voter turnout, 72%. Last time the U.S. had more than 60% turnout for a presidential election was 1968.
1776. Greater than, every time
we do that, Nixon gets elected. Yeah. Greater than 70% back in 1900. Would like to see the U.S. return to those numbers. That would be nice.
Yeah.
People were surprised because they spent weeks telling everyone in the United Kingdom that if they vote to leave the European Union, their economy will collapse. And the people who were for leaving said, yes, but we won't have nearly as many immigrants, and that's what they voted for.
Basically, yeah. That's one of the big...
Well, it's like Scotty said when he called. He said, you have the entire, island of Great Britain is about the size of Idaho.
Yeah, it's not a big place. Stress that over. And London is 1 square mile. That's it. That's wow. It. Not much to it. Let's go to Rich in Boise on an open phones Friday. Rich.
Well, Paul, you said something kind of odd, I thought. On Wednesday, you said that Hillary Clinton was just kind of anointed and Bernie Sanders did nothing. He didn't put up, there was no fight. I didn't say
Bernie Sanders did nothing. I just said Bernie Sanders was old.
No, we were talking about
the fact that the Democrats really didn't search for a candidate outside of the mainstream candidate, Hillary Clinton.
Well, you did say that Bernie Sanders didn't put up much of a fight or didn't do anything. And
I don't remember saying that.
I'd like to hear an example of any nominee in the last 30 years that had primaries that came as close as Bernie Sanders did. He really put up a hell of a fight. I mean, Ted Cruz only got about a third of the, or he didn't even get a third of the delegates. And generally, when Romney and McCain and other ones, just generally over by the first Super Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't remember saying he didn't put up much of a fight. I just think that the Democrats, as a party, didn't explore very many options. I would think there would have to be a better candidate in the Democratic ranks than Hillary Clinton.
There are people out there who are Democrats who, worked hard for Bernie Sanders. And of course, Bernie still hasn't quit, even though he has acknowledged that he's not going to get the nomination. And he's even said that he will vote for Hillary. But, the Democratic National Committee, I think, has kind of figured for the last 8 years that this election it would be Hillary Clinton.
Well, Hillary Clinton or Biden, and then after Biden's son died, he just didn't really figure he had it in it at his age to run for president. I can see that. If you don't feel it, then you just can't do it, Because, I tell you what, I'm younger than Joe Biden is. And even if I knew that I was going to get to be president, I don't think I'd want to run at my age.
No. How old is Biden?
I think he's around 70 or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
At least he's presidential looking.
when Biden, a lot of people, they make fun of him and stuff, but he's really well liked. People that see him speak and stuff and who meet him, they all really liked him, and he is pretty smart on foreign policy.
Yeah. But my whole deal on the Wednesday thing was, with all the baggage, et cetera, that Hillary Clinton had, I would think the Democratic Party, and you know, Lord knows I'm, you know, I would think they would have explored other options.
Well, that baggage, though, that's just all in partisan investigations by Republicans. I mean, Whitewater, what's she doing that? Nothing. You know, the Benghazi, the committees have already said she didn't do anything, you know. I mean, it's just been...
Well, and I'll give you that, the fact that Trump, in his speech the other day, gave her a lot more power than she had as Secretary of State. I mean, every single thing that happened in foreign countries while she was Secretary of State was her fault. Secretary of State doesn't have that much power. Got to run. No. We're up against the break. KBOI News Time is 8:45. Join Joe Prin in the Home Fix Show Saturdays at 7 a.m. for 3 hours of home repair, remodeling advice, and industry experts. Saturdays beginning at 7 right here on News Talk 670. KBOI. Here's Ron.
Joe Biden, by the way, 73 years old.
73.
And he'll be turning 74 on November 20th.
Yep. James Webb, the third, has signed a 2-year partially guaranteed contract this morning. I don't know what that means.
I do. I have that same contract.
Good luck collecting.
Your salary is partially guaranteed, meaning if we decide to give it to you, we will.
So he has signed with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, just like Simmons.
Yeah, so he and Ben Simmons.
I don't think they're going to sign for the
same. Our new best friend.
Same amount of money.
No, Ben might be buying lunch.
Yeah, Ben's numbers will have the word millions after them.
Yeah. Comes from,
but good for James. Well,
Comcast Sports News, Philadelphia.
And we were figuring that. I mean, even last night when he wasn't chosen, there are only two rounds in the NBA draft. Years ago, there used to be 12 or 13, and you'd have
anybody drafted who, you twice.
Well, exactly. I mean, anybody who could score a basket could probably get drafted. And in some of the later rounds, they'd draft guys like Carl Lewis and people that were good athletes but didn't even play basketball.
Yeah.
One year, they... drafted a guy who was 60 years old and was going to Philadelphia School of Pharmacy. Anyway, and that was just because he knew somebody.
Yeah.
But stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there are only two rounds now. They just get it over with, and everybody basically takes the first 10 picks, probably will make the NBA, and then some of the other guys won't.
Maybe not this year.
But we speculated that James Webb would more than likely sign a free agent contract today, and of course he did, so that's great.
That's good. Well, today kind of shocked me, and it was so quick, but that's I figured by the end of the weekend.
And that's a team he ought to be able to make. Just saying.
Come on. Ian Johnson said, is this a good fit? Yeah, because you can make the Sixers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, trying out for Golden State, that's one thing. Trying out for Philadelphia, that's a completely different thing.
Yeah. Let's go to Cliff in Napa. Cliff, you're on 670 KBOI.com. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, Chris and Paul.
Howdy.
I'd like to make a plug for Range Magazine.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that one?
Range, R-A-N-G-E?
R-A-N-G-E.
Okay.
You got some very good articles in there about the Bundys and Hammonds and Malheur situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend a lot of people to read that because it's informative.
Where do you get that?
You can get it at several bookstands.
That's a magazine probably very popular with ranchers?
Yes.
Okay.
And it probably will show a little bias in some ways, but it also is very revealing about what's going on. And I recommend it.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Cliff.
Appreciate that, Cliff.
You bet.
And
check it out. Range.
Yeah, the thing about the bias, everything has bias, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, even judges do. Let's put it this way. It's impossible to be completely 100% objective because you've been alive and you're not a computer.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that you find out, people who write history books,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, all have, I don't know, if they're not even conscious sometimes. They're just what they think.
Imagine like stories you've told about your past, especially, for instance, if you were trying to get a laugh.
Yeah.
At the time.
Well, you kind of
you tend to embellish, and then after a while, if it's a good story, that becomes the truth as far as you can remember.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody kind of does that, and, you know, people embellish their resumes and all sorts of... Well, in history, that sort of thing happened, too, because history used to be just written by the winners.
Yeah.
You know, they were the only ones, and so you didn't know what half the world was doing, but you know who just won the last battle.
Yeah, that's very true.
But whether or not, you know, much of it was true, I mean, nobody really knows. And you generally only get one point of view. Range Magazine, it's just easy. It's at rangemagazine.com on the internet. And it says the cowboy spirit on America's outback.
Yep.
Which would be the range.
Yep. Okay. European Union minus the United Kingdom will be a new thing. We'll talk about implications of that. I know we have a couple of phone calls. Don't have time to take them before a news break at the top of the hour. And once again, if you haven't heard, James Webb III signed a 2-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers as a free agent. And the morning after the draft, so they had their eye on him all along. No doubt about that. You can make the Sixers. Come on.
Control and prevent.
We are 670 KBOI Boise.
A Cumulus station.
It's 9 o'clock. KBOI News starts now.
Special report, Britain exits. I'm Evan Haining. Stocks are falling as Wall Street reacts to Britain's shocking vote to leave the European Union. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has dropped several hundred points, but correspondent Allison Kosick reports some investments are gaining.
We're seeing gold up more than 5%. We haven't seen that kind of a jump since the financial crisis. People are also buying government bonds.
Within hours of the announcement that Brits voted to leave the EU by a 52-48% vote, Prime Minister David Cameron said he was resigning.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
In Scotland, Donald Trump celebrated the vote.
I think that it's purely historic, and what's happening is historic.
President Obama opposed Brexit, but said the U.S. respects a British voter's decision. Right now, the Dow is off 379 points. I'm Evan Haining. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's not concerned about volatility in global markets as a result of Brexit, and said he respects the will of British voters.
England is our indispensable ally. Our friends in the United Kingdom are our indispensable ally, and this is a very special relationship, and that relationship is going to continue no matter what. Period. End of story.
Democratic contender Bernie Sanders says he will vote for Hillary Clinton for president, but stops short of a full endorsement.
My job right now as a candidate is to fight to make sure that the Democratic Party not only has the most progressive platform in the history of the Democratic Party, but that platform is actually implemented by elected officials.
Severe weather has killed at least 4 people in West Virginia. Storms with heavy rains rolled through the state yesterday, cutting power, devastating some areas. Governor Earl Tomlin's office says the death toll does not include a young boy that crews are searching for after he was swept away by water. I'm Evan Haining.
It's 3 minutes past the hour. Here's Rick Worthington on 670 KBOI.
Ada County Highway District Commissioners voted 4-1 last night. They will now allow the closure of a 2-block area on Jefferson Street. The Idaho Statesman, reports the vote is a victory for the St. Luke's Health System, who have plans to remake their downtown Boise campus by expanding what is now Jefferson Street. Jim Hansen, he was the only ACHD commissioner to vote against that closure. St. Luke's has been planning a $400 million expansion. Say they'll roll it out in several phases. It'll take years to do it. Its timeline for breaking ground, though, hasn't been made public. A vehicle involved in a drive-by shooting in Napa on Wednesday night has been found. Police also say 25-year-old Ricardo Keith of Alabama is the man who was shot in a truck in the intersection of Florida Avenue and Ivy Street around 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Captain Kurt Schenkel says they're looking for, still, 30-year-old Jesus Avila, who goes by AJ.
He does have prior law enforcement contact. We would just urge the public, if they see this individual, is to not make contact with him. We do consider him armed and a dangerous individual.
Now, you can see a picture of Avila on our website, KBOI.com. If you see him, don't approach him. Just call police. BLM crews had to mop up a fire that destroyed a mobile home off East Blacks Creek Road, southeast of Boise, yesterday afternoon. Dispatchers say that fire spread from a home to a nearby vehicle and then about a half acre around the property. A homeowner and some neighbors used hoses and some other equipment that helped prevent that fire from spreading to brush and then just becoming an all-out wildfire. Now, the BLM say they're not equipped to handle structure fires, so when crews say they arrived, they needed to call in additional resources to help fight that fire. Fire engine and water tender from the Orchard Combat Training Center in Boise was able to control the structure fire. Boise BLM crews then continued to mop up the grass and brush that were consumed by the fire. Now, there were no injuries, with the exception of the homeowner's 14-year-old dog who was killed. No word yet on the cause of that fire. We also know more now about two homes that were searched by investigators for a missing Idaho toddler. 670 KBOI's Caitlin Bloom reports.
Philip Klein of Klein Investigations in Texas say investigators were sent out to search Timber Creek Reservoir and two homes in Idaho Falls while they continue to look into the disappearance of Dior Coons Jr. Klein says they searched the former home of the parents of the toddler and the grandmother's home. They found nothing at Trina Clegg's home, but they did find something at the other place.
We then went over to Ada Drive, that is the former residence of Jessica Mitchell and Dior Coons. We went into the residence with the help of the landlord. We did a full search of the interior of the house and articles that were left after their eviction. I can say to the public that we did find evidence that will further this case along.
Klein would not go into detail of what the evidence was. Mitchell and Coons have already been named as possible suspects in the disappearance by the Lemhi County Sheriff's Office. Caitlin Bloom, 670 KBOY News.
Take a look at real-time numbers now. The Dow Jones Industrial currently down 447 points. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.
If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time, 9:06. Open phones Friday, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, pound 670 on Verizon Wireless. Why?
Do you remember the T-shirt in the movie, what was it?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, Napoleon Dynamite that was, you know, set
some
over
Pedro,
in Preston. Vote for Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a Raul Labrador T-shirt. It's the same T-shirt, except it says "Vote for Raul." And I just got an email from Raul Labrador.
I got that yesterday.
Yeah, and yeah. It's got pictures of two shirts. One says Labrador Congress, and the other one says "Vote for Raul," and it looks just like the Napoleon Dynamite shirt.
Clever stuff. Gotta like that. All right, open phones. Let's go to Jim in Boise. Jim, good morning.
There you are. Hey, Jim.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep. Can now.
Okey-doke. Well, Chris, you mentioned embellishment of resume.
Uh-huh.
And Paul had brought up history. Well, anyway, I've always believed in truth and, you know, I don't like to read fiction. I like to read history and biographies and all this stuff.
Yeah, my granddad was that way.
And so, we live in a world of virtual reality, to use that term. But I believe in, like I say, telling the truth and all this. Anyway, in the early 80s, I was working for a temporary accounting firm in San Francisco. So I get this call from this headhunter, you know, and he says, come in, maybe you could get me a job, you know. So I go in and see the guy. I give him my resume. Okay, in my resume, there was a 3-month gap where I did not work, you know, mm-hmm. and I did not put that I was working there. I'd worked for Bank of America, you know.
Right.
And so anyway, he redoes the thing, and I go in again. He shows me the thing, and the 3-month gap was filled in. Well, anyway, I brought it to his attention, and you know what he tells me?
What?
He says, don't be negative. Telling the truth is not being negative.
That's amazing.
It is.
Don't be negative.
Don't be negative. I did not work there, and I'm not going to put that idea, but that was his, don't be negative.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Anyway, I mean, I personally am for this British thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going for their sovereignty, you know. But what's interesting is Scotty may be calling in on this.
Yeah,
you know?
he's on the queue. He'll be up shortly.
But Scotland apparently wanted to stay. So now Scotland is talking about, breaking again. So.
Yeah, they already had that vote, though, you know, from before.
I know, but apparently they're, you
but
know,
yeah, things have changed.
Now they want to have another one.
Yeah.
So amazing. Anyway, take care.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye.
That's funny, man.
I was helping
We're
a guy.
Not lying. We're enhancing.
I was helping a guy. Back about 1990, I was helping a guy put his resume together because he was looking for a job. And he was trying to describe to me all these different things he had done. And let's just put it this way. He had some failures.
Yeah.
Quite a chain of them, actually. And so we were trying to embellish, without lying, we were trying to, you know, say what he did.
He's had 17 jobs in the past 2 years.
Well, it was something like that. And he had started a business, and so I wrote that although the business was an incomplete success, and I always thought that was one of the best terms of
That's
all time.
That's pretty good line. I like that.
Incomplete success,
incomplete.
Which is, of course, another word for failure.
Yeah. Let's go to Scotty in Middleton. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning. Just looking at the results here about the common market.
Yep.
Britain's only the first country to leave. Other countries thinking of leaving are France.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Sweden, you've got Holland, and you've got Denmark.
Yeah, they're already calling.
I beg your pardon?
They're already calling France's decision Frexit.
Yeah, that's correct. By the way, looking at France, what's his name? You know, the guy that's running against Hillary, Aunt Hillary. Look at some of the things that they're saying. They're going to put taxes up. Over in France, some of the trouble you had, they were trying to pass a bill over there that 75% of your wages would go in tax.
Yeah.
So think about it. And we're doing the same thing. But what's the main concern over there, is, I'm afraid, is the immigration. 4 hours before the polling booths closed in Britain, Brussels came out with a new idea that they're going to give all these immigrants, illegals, they're going to give them a new passport so that they can go anywhere in the common market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the present moment, on the coast of France, there's about 5,000 people trying to get into Britain. And Donald Trump's building a wall. Well, we've already got a wall over there. It's called the Channel.
Yeah, it's a pretty good wall.
You also have the Channel, though.
Well, they're even trying that. They've got to search the... excuse me, I've got the cold. They've got to search the trains when they reach their destination.
Oh, I see.
Also trucks. And what they're coming into over in Britain is the freebies. They're getting, I mean, you've got to see it to believe it.
Mm.
I mean, there's people building mansions in their own countries, but the freebies that they're getting from the British government. Now, I believe that the immigrants coming into this country, we'll call them legal immigrants. I believe they're getting 7 years of freebies.
I don't know if it's 7 years, but I know they get
on your wages.
I know they get $1,800 a month for 3 years. Is that right? Something like that.
I used to tease people on when they were asking me what I think of this country. I used to say, I think this is a great country because you don't get taxed. Well, I was paying tax because I was a legal immigrant coming in through the legal channels.
Right.
And I used to tease the people that worked with me that I was making, you know, I wasn't getting taxed on my wages. But believe you me, I was.
Yeah.
Anyway, gentlemen, hey, it's a rather dicey thing that's happening because we'll just have to wait and see what turns out. But I think we made the right move. Anyway, you guys have a good day and keep up the good work. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, need to take a break. It's 9:14. We're back. KBOI rewards code EXIT, EXIT. EXIT. Go to 670KBOI.com. Enter EXIT. Can I say that? Is that confusing?
Enter EXIT.
Enter EXIT and earn today's 5,000 rewards points.
Am I supposed to turn left? Right.
Confused me when I said it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Randy and Jerome on our Open Phones Friday. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. It isn't like the British didn't try this European Union experiment.
43 years.
Yeah. You know, it isn't like they were all closed-minded and you know, they do have the channel there, but like you mentioned, they do have the tube also that connects the mainland
Scotty was saying though that it's heavily regulated who gets to come through the tube.
Oh yeah, well I'm sure he knows better than I do, but I just thought it was interesting that they did try it. It wasn't like for a country like Great Britain, who is I don't think they didn't they always keep the pound as their
and when you travel to Europe, I've been over there a few times. You got to get pounds sterling for the United Kingdom and euros for every place else.
So, I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, they weren't tying their whole economy and their money system to an experiment that, you know, from a lot of people say has been a failure, not just Great Britain, but
listen to the European market. So the FTSE's down 2%, Germany's down 6%, France 7%, and Spain 11%, and here in the U.S. The Nasdaq's down 154, biggest loss in forever, and the stocks are down. Dow Jones down 466 now, so it has had an effect.
Yeah, and also when you tie it to, I heard you say that there probably the greatest impetus for that was that this unfettered or unregulated or maybe too fast of immigration.
I think you hit it on all three of those.
You can see how that affects the economy and other aspects of a nation's of the culture. So you can't be immune from other issues other than just whether a person is a Christian or a Muslim or Sharia or so it all ties together. I think the United States should. I think that it should. Give a heads up to the United States and what we're facing, also similar to what they have. Not as severe yet, but potentially as bad.
All right, Randy, thanks for the call. Good stuff. Let's go to Les in Meridian. Les, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to change your subject just a little bit. I've got a fun idea.
Okay.
You know, talking on the phone, texting and driving being an issue.
Right.
What if when you see somebody texting or talking, holding the phone up to their ear, if you started beeping your horn and everybody else would look around to see them too and they would all join in and start beeping? We could probably stop this thing pretty quick.
That wouldn't lead to road rage? Just saying.
I don't know. What about you, Paul? Would that make you mad?
My guess is
I don't do it, so.
I'm thinking if their windows are rolled up, they'll just keep talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I would think it would embarrass them if everybody starts honking all around them.
But it's funny. I mean, when you're at a, when I notice it is when you're at a red light and the guy or girl on the car in front of you is on the phone, that light changes green.
Yeah.
And, 6 seconds later, you honk at him and say, come on.
People think they do things instantly that actually take
a long time,
quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
And especially when the car is moving, the police will tell you this all the time. If you look down at your cell phone for what you think is a part of a second, by the time you look up, you'll have gone several hundred feet.
Yep. Good stuff, Les.
Sounds sounded like a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. It does. It's
a possibility.
I wonder if it, you know, it might work. It might work. But if you're the only car there and you're on the freeway at 2 o'clock in the morning and you notice a guy on his cell phone, I wouldn't be honking at him.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thanks, Les.
Yeah, this is true.
Good stuff. Some get shot. There
are some people who take offense when you try to correct their behavior.
Yeah, that's very true.
Go figure.
But, you know, he's right in the fact we got to stop this.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. My daughter, you know, she puts her phone in the back seat, you know, because the temptation's too great if it's in there, you know, that little caddy thing in the middle of the seats. So she knows, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and
I
you were right about the lights. You were right about sitting at a red light. You know, people look down at their phone, and then the light turns. And a lot of people, you know, they'll either not move because they didn't notice that the light turned and everybody else left, or they'll go ahead and start moving, but they'll still be looking at their phone.
And they're moving at 1 mile an hour. Yep. All right. KBOI News Time is 9:26. It's an Open Phones Friday. Give us a call, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on Verizon Wireless. That's a free call. We have callers on the line, but still some open lines, so give us a call. It's 9:26.
9:30, good morning. I'm Rick Worthington. Stock market, as we've been telling you all morning, it's down big time today. Let's get the very latest.
Special report, Britain exits. I'm Evan Haining. Stocks are falling as Wall Street reacts to Britain's shocking vote to leave the European Union. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has dropped several hundred points. The correspondent Allison Kosick reports some investments are gaining.
We're seeing gold up more than 5%. We haven't seen that kind of a jump since the financial crisis. People are also buying government bonds.
Within hours of the announcement that Brits voted to leave the EU by a 52-48% vote, Prime Minister David Cameron said he was resigning.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
In Scotland, Donald Trump celebrated the vote.
I think that it's purely historic, and what's happening is historic.
President Obama opposed Brexit, but said the U.S. respects a British voter's decision. I'm Evan Haining.
More on those numbers for you in just a moment. Meanwhile, Idaho Senator Mike Crapo and Oregon Senator Ron Wyden pushed for a fix to wildfire funding during the wildfire budget debate on Thursday. 670 KBOI's Caitlin Bloom reports.
Senator Wyden says fire borrowing was a Western problem, looking for Western solutions when they started working on the funding bill. But now they know that shortchanging the Forest Service budget is a national problem. He goes on to say that the draft being discussed is a step toward fixing the way the federal government funds firefighting, which the system is currently broken and dysfunctional. Senator Wyden says he understands this draft will take some time, but he says if something isn't done, then the cost of fighting wildfires will continue to rage out of control. Caitlin Bloom, 670 KBOI News.
When you make your way to the grocery store this week, there's probably a good chance you're going to find a tent there. And within that tent, probably a good chance you'll see somebody selling fireworks.
Family Fun Fireworks is one of the first stands in Boise to open up for business this week. It's also one of the first fireworks stands to get the green light by the Boise Fire Department's Fire Inspector Jim Poe. Among other things, Inspector Poe checks to make sure the required warning signs are posted inside and out. No smoking or discharging fireworks within 25 feet.
We check the fire extinguishers, make sure they're current. They have to be annually tested, inspected, tagged.
And the fireworks themselves are also inspected to make sure they're legal. I'm Natalie Hurst, KBOI 2 News for 670 KBOI.
The 87th annual Meridian Dairy Days kicked off yesterday in downtown Meridian. Casey Emery with the City of Meridian says they have several events for you to enjoy, but one of them, by far, is their most popular.
One of the big highlights of Meridian Dairy Days is the Real Dairy Parade. It's held on Friday night. And traffic will be limited around that area. There will be several street closures to gear up for the parade. The parade begins at 6:45 p.m. on Friday evening.
This year's events, have even more for you, including an art festival, which is planned 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. More information available right now at meridiancity.org. Minnesota, the most child-friendly U.S. state? You betcha.
For the second year in a row, the Annie E. Casey Foundation puts it atop its list of best states to raise a family. The rest of the study's top five? Massachusetts, Iowa, New Hampshire, and Connecticut. In reaching its conclusions, the foundation looked at the following categories: economic and health conditions, education, and quality of communities. Meanwhile, the report found poorer, mostly southern states to be among the least child-friendly. Here's the bottom five: Alabama, Nevada, Louisiana, New Mexico, and at number 50, Mississippi. According to the study, New Mexico had the highest rate of children living in poverty at 30%. That figure is just 15% in Minnesota. Finally, the report found nationally 6% of children lacked health insurance in 2014. That's a 10% improvement from 2008. For today's Health Minute, I'm Jennifer Whalen.
And we'll take a look at those real-time numbers for you. The Dow Jones Industrials down 450 points. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.
Mattress Firm is celebrating its 30th anniversary with a 4th of July sale.
For 4 days, this Thursday through Sunday, to say thank you for 30 great years, they are having huge 4th of July savings of up to $500 on the best brands.
Get Queen Mattress Sets as low as $179.99.
And get Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen Sets for just $399.99.
Your best night's sleep from Tempur-Pedic is available only at Mattress Firm.
And because Mattress Firm is America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer, Tempur-Pedic created the Tempur-Pedic Supreme HD Collection exclusively for Mattress Firm.
The Tempur-Pedic Supreme HD Collection has more adaptive support and more highly conforming HD material, plus the easy refresh top cover and cool to the touch smart climate system.
And for a limited time, purchase a Tempur-Pedic mattress set and get the special $30 anniversary bundle.
4th of July sale on now at a Mattress Firm near you in Boise, Meridian, and Nampa.
Tell them Paul J. and Chris from KBOI sent you.
Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Live from the Sandler Training Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
All right, back to the phone calls in just a second. First of all, a little business. 670 KBOI wants you to enjoy some of the best food in Boise on us. Go to KBOI.com right now or anytime to enter our Capital Sellers Contest for your chance at a $50 gift card. The winner of this week's $50 gift card, Carol Carlson. Congratulations, Carol Carlson. You have 2 more weeks to win, so make sure you get your entry in today. Enter the contest now at KBOI.com, and congratulations to Carol.
Instant message here from Gary of Emmett, who says, Hillary supporters and Democrats in general must be shaking in their boots. Brexit was about immigration, not the economy, and had a record-high vote, kind of like Trump's and the Republican vote during the primary. A step forward for freedom was taken for mankind by the British. Globalists beware.
Let's go to Mike in Middleton on our open phones Friday. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris, or Paul J. I mean, hey, getting back to that laying on the horn when you see somebody yakking on a phone.
Yeah.
I have been doing that for years. And
nobody's stopped and shot at you yet?
Huh?
Nobody's shot at you yet?
No, but I get looks, and you should see them here in Middleton. Few houses down the street from me, always yakking on a phone, backing up, going forward, making a left turn at a stoplight. 10 minutes later, oh, gee, the light turned red again. I mean, when is this going to stop?
It's
plain ignorant.
They have to make it an inattentive driving ticket with a pretty stiff fine.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, which is more important, getting to your destination safely and not endangering anybody else, including you, or that F-word phone call?
Yeah.
I'd say the first one.
Preaching to the choir. We both agree with you.
Yeah, but anyway, I almost got creamed in Boise a couple of years ago. Here's a woman driving a 4-door dark green Dodge pickup truck, yakking on the phone, making a left turn, came within 2 feet of creaming me.
And left turns cause all the accidents.
I started laying on the horn.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. Thanks, Mike. Have a good day.
Take care.
You bet. So, I mean, it's obvious.
Francis in McCall says...
pick your spots to honk, though.
About the dog class to keep them from snakes, which is it means it.
Yep.
Just how many snakes are in the Boise foothills?
Oh! If you don't think there's snakes in the Boise foothills...
Well, she's asking.
Oh, a bunch.
She lives in McCall.
Okay, a bunch.
And how big a problem is it? My Aussie found a snake, Blue Racer, I think. The snake struck at him, and Shep jumped back, and now he is not interested in snakes. Smart dog.
Yeah.
Learns well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... I see snakes all the time in the foothills. I've seen, but you don't see rattlesnakes all the time, but I've seen several rattlesnakes, some of them pretty dang big.
Quickly here, Curtis of Boise says, actually, Rich, he screwed up a lot. He had a chance to go after her. This is Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Said he screwed up a lot. He had a chance to go after her, Hillary Clinton, on our emails. He didn't push her on the speeches. He just kind of blew her off. He almost anointed her himself. Well, he did, you know, he did want to debate her and he did campaign against her. But, he kind of took the high road.
He's one of these odd guys that said
we'll never get you elected.
Yeah, he was one of these odd guys that promoted his platform.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Instead of just throwing rocks.
Exactly.
Let's go to Mark in Boise. Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I'm going to do an earthquake prediction here.
Okay. And there's been a lot of news about the San Andreas
fault.
There
you go.
Lately.
Well, that's part of it. I'm glad you caught that, Paul, because it's funny. Last week I was telling my family that I really have a strong feeling looking at a pattern of what's been going on down there. When I used to be involved with earthquake prediction through Stanford Research Institute before I moved here in 95, a good friend of mine was a senior geologist in Santa Clara County at that time, and I told him, I said, you know, there seems to be a pattern of the shifting fault lines, the plates, when Central America, not so much South, but Central America gets a large earthquake, it seems to migrate over a period of weeks up to where Mexico gets it next, and then maybe the Baja Peninsula, going into the southern part of California eventually. But between those articles I've seen come out about the San Andreas Fault dropping in some sections and raising in others was also key. I've noticed that they had a swarm of earthquakes down there in the Anza-Borrego Desert area just west of northwest of the Salton Sea. Plus, they've had some around the Big Bear City, Big Bear Lakes area down there, Lake Arrowhead, down that region. But there's also Brawley had a small swarm just last week. And then 29 Palms, which is the naval base down there to the north of Salton Sea. What I think is building up is definitely strain. I'm predicting within, and I'm going to do it better than the USGS where they predict 30 years. I'm going to say within the next 30 days.
30 days?
Within the next 30 days, a 6.7 to 7.2 earthquake.
All right.
We'll
put you down. In July, that'll happen.
30 days.
Yep. Within the next 30 days.
All right. Good stuff.
Right.
Thanks, Mark. And I was, while Mark was on the air there, I was looking for I saw a chart that was on Twitter this morning about, they say that the next earthquake in the San Andreas Fault will be further south than they've been in the L.A. area. And here it is. Oh, no, that's not it. It'll be further south and will be far more destructive than previous earthquakes because they've been kind of north, but... I can't find it. So
well,
I
defer to Mark because he's been studying the patterns. But,
he hit one a couple of years ago right on the head.
Phil wrote in to say, you had a guy on yesterday bloviating about the U.S. murder rate being 30 times higher per capita than Germany. I knew at the time that was BS, but wanted to make sure of my facts. According to data.worldbank.org, Germany has one murder per 100,000. The U.S. 4, that's a long way from 30 times. In fact, the U.S. doesn't even make the top 10, according to the Huffington Post. Well, good for us.
Really? Don't even make the top 10?
Yeah. Apparently with murder rate. Well, there are a lot of African countries
that have
a very high murder rate because, people go in and murder dozens of people at a time.
And people who pick and choose, they sometimes...
Well, yeah. Well, you know,
I mean, you can make us look
exactly,
really worse.
Well, what have we always said about really statistics and averages and things like that? I've always used the example, if you have 1 foot in the fire and 1 foot in a bucket of cold water, on average, you should be fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's average.
And Bob wrote in to say, come on, Rich, you can't compare the Republican primaries with 17 candidates and the Democrats with basically two. And well, at, you know, at their height, they had, what, four?
Well, yeah, two you'd
but
never heard of.
But the Republicans, you know, he was talking about Ted Cruz getting about 6% of the vote. Yeah, well, there were 17 candidates.
Yeah.
So
that's
no,
true.
It didn't look like he had that much support.
Yeah. But my whole thing was the I think I said the Democrats didn't try very hard, not Bernie Sanders.
Well, it's the DNC.
The Democrats didn't really give other people a chance.
The Democrat voters in the DNC are different people.
Yep.
And yeah, I believe you that for years the DNC has just assumed that this would be a cakewalk for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And the public didn't. They didn't. Well, the public tends to not anoint somebody, and if somebody is anointed early, they tend to fight that.
Yeah.
As in, don't choose a president for us. Now, it happens all the time secretly, but you know, we don't like it to be right out there in the open.
Dow is down 437 points at this moment in time. It's been down almost 600,
yeah.
And then it's come back to about 350. Now it's in the middle at about 440. KBOI News Time, 945.
Yes.
All right, we are back. Boy, for somebody who is in Scotland just kind of on a, quote, business trip, end quote, Trump's really laying it on Obama today. World doesn't listen to Obama. Blamed Obama for the fact that they voted to get out of the European Union.
Interesting. Is he speaking from Scotland, from his one of his golf courses?
Yeah, the one where the Open is played sometimes. I can't remember.
St. Andrews,
yeah. It's not his golf course.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't own St. Andrews. It looked like St. Andrews. Might not have been. But I saw John Roberts, and I know he was
a lot of those
St. Andrews.
Lynx courses over there. Yeah,
look the same. Old buildings.
They look similar. A lot of them were
trees.
Constructed about the same time.
Because the wind blows too fast for, you know, trees to take.
Trees grow up sideways.
Yeah.
Curtis of Boise says, so Britain calls it a Brexit. If Scotland does it, would it be called a Sexit? I'm guessing Skexit.
Be careful now. Just be careful.
I'm just, you know, there aren't any bad words in there.
Huh? World stocks headed for one of the biggest slumps on record.
I'm going to do Eritrea.
As a decision by Britain to leave the European Union triggered 8% falls. For the biggest exchanges in Europe, and the U.S. stocks are down about 450 at this point in time. Body blow to global confidence could well prevent, listen to this, could prevent the Federal Reserve from raising interest rates as planned this year and might even provoke a new round of emergency policy easing from all the major central banks in the world. Risk assets were scorched as investors fled to the traditional safe harbors of top-rated government debt, Japanese yen, and gold. Now, gold, remember gold a couple of years ago, it was there and it's gone now. Gold a couple of years ago was at 2000, and everybody was on the radio saying, buy gold, mm-hmm. buy this, buy that, buy gold. And last time I looked, it was like 1210. But I missed it when it went by a few minutes ago.
The good news if you
bought, the yen's at 102.2.
Yeah, the good news if you bought gold is that it looks like you'll be able to keep it.
The pound really fell today.
Yeah.
I mean, really fell.
The disgruntled vet says the Brexit is stirring up the EU. Daily Caller reports rumblings of France, Italy, and Netherlands wanting their own referendum.
Right.
So yeah, this could be a domino effect. Pretty soon they'll call it the Scandinavian Union.
Yeah. I thought, you know, it's been, 43 years this thing has been in effect. And I don't know. There's a lot of unrest about it. England never really bought in completely, didn't.
Well, for the longest time, they didn't want to be part of it.
No.
William of Garden City says, remember Hillary met with the head of the DNC and said straight out that this time I don't want any surprise opponents, meaning no one like Obama coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, that kind of screwed up the plans 8 years ago.
But, yeah, you cannot. You're not supposed to be able to control something like that. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And
I'm not going to say you can't. I'm going to say you shouldn't be able to.
That was my basic premise for the whole thing that we were talking about earlier, was the fact that they didn't seem to explore anybody with any ideas. It was just these two. One guy too old to be elected and a socialist. They'll never get elected. And then the mainstream.
Yeah.
Anointed is a good word.
We, as I've said, I mean, we've elected one president to a second term over the age of 70. But apart from that, we've never, as a country, we've never elected anyone over the age of 70 to a first term.
No.
Reagan was 69. He was the oldest president.
Sanders is 76?
74.
74.
Yeah.
So he would be, yeah.
Let's put it this way. Reagan set a new record. If Sanders were elected, he would set a new record.
Yeah.
If Trump is elected, he'll set a new record. Or won't? No, wait, how old is Trump?
60. I don't know.
Hang on.
Hillary's 67. I don't know how old Trump is.
I'm going to look that up real
quick. Okay. While you're looking it up, I'll reiterate the fact that James Webb III, the Boise State basketball player who was not taken in the NBA draft last night, has signed a 2-year contract with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Trump would set a record for the oldest president because he just turned 70 in June.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
June 10 days ago, June 14th.
Yeah. British pound is down 8% versus the dollar at this point in time.
Isn't that interesting? Hillary Clinton is the youngster in this one.
And she's 67. At least she'll tell us what her age is. Most women won't. I think you have to, though, right?
Yeah. She won't tell us everything that she's done, but she will tell us that.
All right. Open Phones Friday coming to an end. Something to think about with Mike Rogers. Coming up next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out on the World Wide Web at boisechurch.org.